Welcome, everyone, to the Ancient News Network Divine Discussions. I'm Philip Collins, and I'm here with my colleagues Joel Anastasi and Sharon Ann Meyer-Sam and Jeff Fasano, who's in Nashville. Tonight, we are going to be connecting with the Council of Archangelic Realms, CARCAR. A lot of people aren't familiar with this frequency. It's something that I began to channel several years ago. Their mastership are the Archangels Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel. And as you possibly know, Gabriel is like the database of information. Michael is leading us from our mind, from our believing mind to our knowing heart through the personal process. Raphael is his frequency is focusing on healing. And Uriel is like the master teacher of the planet, working with all of the forces and energies on this particular planet. So it's wonderful whenever they come together. They're allowed to come together as a result of the ascension process of the planet. So I'm going to go into trance, and Jeff and Sam will go back and forth in this dialogue. What did I say?
Joel.
Okay. Joel and Sam will go back and forth with this dialogue, and then we'll pause, and you'll have an opportunity to ask questions, or we'll just move along. I have a sense that what we're going to be doing tonight with all of the activities that's happening in our country with the election and the political and the governmental and the economic and everything that's going on, I'm sure we're going to tie in some of that into current events if that resonates. Let's take an opportunity to do that. The frequencies that I've channeled do allow that process. Again, in 2 weeks, we will be having an Archangel Michael gathering with Transchannel Jeff Fasano, and again, that is about the personal process. But for tonight, we are focusing on the Council of Archangelic Realms, and so I'll go into trance. They'll have an opening comment or an opening teaching or whatever they'll have, and then we'll go into our lesson tonight. And remember, this is called Divine Discussions, so not only Joel and Sam can be having a discussion, but you can have a discussion as well. All right, here we go. Give me a moment to go into trance, everyone, and then I'll shut up and let them take over. Greetings, beloved humans, being human upon the surface of the planet Earth. We come to you within the frequency, the band of consciousness known as the Council of Archangelic Realms. Tonight we have the combined integrated frequencies of Archangel Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel. You can actually request a specific frequency when you come to your Q&A or for a message if you desire to just communicate with one frequency at the moment through the channel that we're coming through now, the divine soul that we've chosen to be our messenger at this particular point. We will be a combined energy force. Dear ones, there is so much going on within your planet as a result of the ascension process, or really in your vernacular, kicked into high gear in your 2012, leaving a final 2,000-year Earth cycle of moving from your carbon, dense carbon-based reality into a crystalline light body, which is in your destiny, is the destiny of each planet to move from a dense body into a light body. From a planet, if you will, dear ones, into what you might call a star, you might call a sun. Thus, everything within and upon that particular planet will be of the light resonance of that ascension process. That includes you. Long before you came to this planet, long before in your formlessness, in your eternal formlessness, in your spiritual light format, which you originated in, part of being human was to have a relationship with something called self. And the channel that we're coming through tonight, as he was writing the lesson on the board in the classroom, was saying, well, what is self? And dear one, self is souls evolving lovingly forever. What has been missing in your teaching and your applied knowledge and your wisdom on this particular planet is really understanding what self is and the choice that you made to have the human experience through the relationship with self. We're going to go through some key teachings that we have presented to humanity in the past and in an endeavor that a channel we're coming through now called Activate Your Soul Plan, angel speaking directly to you, dear ones, angel actions and answers to your questions, which are all available to you. You're all within the process of becoming messengers and connectors to the frequency from which we reside in at this time. So you chose this process of self being a reflection of all that there is to experience everything you need to experience to facilitate your ascension of moving from a dense existence into a higher frequency existence, raising your consciousness from a me consciousness, if you will, to a we consciousness through your talents and gifts, bringing those out into the world, into world service, and further out into solar system service, galactic, universal, and multiversal. So let us begin with the teachings, and we will pause in between each graft of the teachings, if you will, for your Q&A. Let us begin.
Again, this is called The Purpose of Relationships, and it was inspired by Archangels Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel. Dear beings learning to love self, more and more, as a human species, you are understanding and knowing this universal truth. The only relationship you are having is the one with yourself.
This, dear ones, is the master teaching. It has been trapped in your minds as a thought, as a belief, and now it's within the process of moving into your hearts, and you're really beginning to understand what that means. The only relationship you're having is the one with self, self being a reflection of all there is. Go ahead, dear one.
And you can only love others to the degree you love yourself.
Do you know that? Does that make sense? Does that resonate? Does that discern for you that you can only love others to the degree that you love self? When you look out into your world events right now and the behavior that you're seeing and the clearing and cleansing of human emotions and relationships with self are coming up are a reflection of how people are feeling about themselves. Hold that concept as we continue, dear ones.
There are many teachings within the Angel News Network and elsewhere to support a loving relationship with you that can then reflect and mirror out into the world around you. If you better understand and know the meaning, value, and purpose of relationships and how they are mirroring self, you just might increase the success of them.
And one of those teachings that has come through in this endeavor you call the Angelness Network is life mastery through the archangelic realms of Michael, brought into your frequency of 3D through the channel you call Jeff, and the writer and the editor you call Joel. Continue, dear one.
Then you can more fully embrace and embody their divine purpose in your lives, which is to create communities of equality, harmony, and balance.
Do you have that in your life right now? Equality, harmony, and balance? Without it, you will not move into a higher frequency of ascension. The present frequency that you are existing and experiencing as a species will not allow the ascension process. So as we go through this, we ask you, what do you choose?
I'm going to read the next paragraph, but at some point I'm going to be asking you, we're talking about communities of equality, harmony, and balance, and in many ways, the issues coming up in this national election have very much to do with the issues of communities of equality, harmony, and balance.
We want to add at this point, a learning tool for humanity, dear ones, has been to learn what is through what is not. What you are presently experiencing in much of your current events and your interactions with one another based upon the relationship with self is what is not, in order to learn what is. Dear ones, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired of what is not equality, harmony, and balance, through your freedom of choice and freedom of your will, which is your divine birthright, you will choose to make another choice. But we ask you, dear ones, as we power through this, when will that be?
I don't know. Most of us in this room are sick and tired, aren't we?
Yeah.
How you feel about yourself, thus others, is taught. You are not born not loving yourself and one another.
Hold that. You're born connected to all that there is, for that is where you came from. You're not born disliking or unloving anyone else. You come from the frequency of love, and light, and you incarnate into a dense physical human matter through the relationship with self, and at that point you have a fully loving relationship with self. The only way that can be undermined is through a process of being taught otherwise. Continue.
Now you can begin a new teaching and create a new you through the support of higher realms that love you unconditionally.
Through the support of we of the higher realms. This is not a process you're going to learn by yourselves, dear one. All of your past golden ages were a result of a connection of we of the higher realms, which allowed you to create great achievements in your evolutionary path. It was a disconnect from those higher realms that created the demise of those golden ages. We are in partnership, the higher realms, the inner earth civilizations, the ascended mastership, the archangelics, the angelics, the star realms. We are all in concert with you to assist in the process. We are a unified field, dear ones. Continue.
You have the help of the support of the higher realms until you can fully love one another and yourselves.
We'll hold that in consciousness until you hold it yourself.
Then you will create a world that reflects who you truly are, divine beings.
Dear ones, place your hands upon your heart and say to yourself, I am a divine being. Can you accept with compassion being divine? It is the thing that humanity fears the most, the self-empowerment that comes through your divinity. It is not death that you fear, dear ones. It is this true, eternal, God-powered, divine aspect of self through your I Am presence, through your Christ consciousness, through the violet flames, through whatever mastership you choose to receive it that can never be taken away from you. Continue.
Growth and expansion. As you learn more about yourself through
Excuse me, dear ones, are there any questions about what we've just gone over?
I'm going to open up the query for questions, and if you just hit *6 online.
Are there any questions, dear ones, about the relationship with self and what self means and why you, as choosing to be human, have chosen this as a learning tool? Remember, self, soul, evolving, lovingly, forever.
Well, why have we chosen this as a learning tool?
You have chosen it, for it is the only way to have a permanent healing. In the past, you had direct connections to the higher realms, which you did this, you disconnected from. So the choice that you have made now in order to effect a permanent healing is through the relationship with self. Being directly connected in your vernacular didn't cut it, dear ones. You had Lemuria. You had Atlantis, you had early Egypt, you have early Greece, you have Aztec, Mayan, Hopi. There have been many advanced civilizations and many lost within your languages that we supported you within through a direct connection. So now the only way you can make this connection through your freedom of choice and freedom of will is through self, through the relationship with self. Does that help you, dear one? We suppose it does.
Well, I hate to admit my ignorance, because we're not doing such a great job of it. and we seem to be, in some ways, more divided than ever. So
let's talk about what more than ever divide really means. It is the clearing and the cleansing that is necessary for the affected healing to take place. Often before healing takes place, there is an increase in body temperature. There is a healing ball that will succumb around a wound. All of this is a focus of energy to heal what needs to be healed. What you're experiencing now is all the unhealed aspects of relationship with self, the wounds of the individual, the ego defenses around those wounds of the individual, and those factoring out into the communication and transportation systems that have been gifted to you by higher realms. So you're seeing it, feeling it, hearing it, smelling it like never before. Do you understand, dear ones? Do you understand the cause and effect? Can you understand that you can make another choice at this particular time through this healing process? Are there any?
I have a question, please.
You have to come up to speak in the phone.
I do have a question, and it has to do with, yeah, there is a self, and there is a mastering of the self. Now, how about outside negative energies affecting and loving to be on top of the self, to make them even more confused, lost, and separated and disconnected? How about that?
If there is a basic self-loving relationship, and you're employing the internal gyro systems of your resonance, how you feel about something, and your discernment, how you think about it through your heart and mind, you will make a conscious decision of what energy, through what relationships outside of self, if they are unloving, you permit in through speaking your truth, knowing your truth, who you are, why you're here, we'll get into this later, knowing what your needs are through knowing your truth, knowing how to set your boundaries through knowing what your needs are, truth, needs, and boundaries, dear one. Does that help you?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any further questions?
Yes.
Dale, you have a question?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to word this, but basically what's going on with the elections right now, talking about dividing, divisions between ourselves and dividing us, and we have this candidate that is about to possibly take over the country, and are you saying that it's almost necessary for us to go through this in order to absolutely?
No, dear ones, you as humanity are saying if it's necessary or not. And that begins with your innate, individuated relationship with self, allowing that healed relationship with self to move out into the collective, the me to the we, and making a decision. Do I need to learn by having this individual present in my life? Do you understand, dear one? This is your freedom of choice and freedom of will, which no higher realm frequency can interfere with. You will learn how you choose to learn, the way you need to learn it, what you need to learn it, when you need to learn it, what you need to learn, dear ones.
Well, absolutely, and I think most of us in this room have already made that decision. However, we're like 3 days away from that or so, and what can we do more effectively to?
You can eliminate three things, dear ones. The monsters of humanity are fear, doubt, and ignorance. Fear is an absence of love. If there is an iota of doubt, you cannot manifest your result. If you do not know something, you are ignorant. If you are given that information and you refuse to apply it, you move ignorance into stupidity. Does that help you, dear one?
Can you be a little more specific on that?
We just were, dear one. What do you need to be more specific? What are you not understanding, dear?
Well, let me approach it from another direction. You and others have told us that the United States was going to lead the world into an era of unity and oneness as the Earth moves into its ascension phase. And here we are as a nation who's supposed to lead the world. We're dissolving into separation and conflict and everything that would undermine that mission.
So what is happening, dear one? What your mental bodies are wanting to know is, why is this happening?
Yes.
The reason it is happening is because the United States of America, your United States of America, is an amalgamation through your immigration policy over the last 200 or 300 of your Earth years of bringing every aspect of humanity into this country. As a result of that, what you are experiencing is the healing and releasing of the wounds and defenses of all of those entities that have always been there. It may seem more extreme than it's ever been. It is not. There are more of you, but as a result of the communication systems that have been gifted to you, cyberspace, the Ethernet, if you will, through the archangelic realms of Uriel, you are now more aware in present time what is taking place. Does that help you, dear ones?
Well, I realize it's not like the 1930s when the Nazis were taking over Europe and Japan was invading every place in Europe. On the other hand, we have a political system that is as dysfunctional as any of us can remember in modern times. The party that's out of power, the Republicans, actually they're in power, are already talking about impeaching the new president before, in the case she's even elected. So, I mean, this whole system that is supposedly divinely inspired is being undermined and undercut by these forces of
separation. It is being reflected by an unhealed relationship with self of the individual to earn a powerful position to affect the behavior. Can you see that, dear ones?
Yeah.
The greatest gift that we can give you in our gathering at this particular time is for you to understand self and understand the relationship with self. Dear ones, you have wounded little boys and girls with tremendous ego defenses around them running your world, attempting to control what they did not create. What you are not factoring also into this are the hidden forces that are really in control. Entertain the concept, dear ones. It may not be exactly what you think it is and what you are experiencing. And there are hidden forces that are creating confusion to keep them in control. Forces that have no national boundaries, that their mission is to attempt to control what they didn't create. And all of this is coming to an end as a result of an ascension cycle of the planet. And dear ones, the planet's going to ascend with or without humanity. If you choose in your collective lack of wisdom not to be a part of this process, you will be given the opportunity for your freedom of choice and freedom of will to be relocated in another solar system on another planet within this galaxy or another galaxy and take whatever ascension process you need individually. That is your divinity that we began talking about originally. That is the process that's at play. So we ask you, since ascension is a process of inside out and not outside in, dear ones, in spite of the chaos and the challenges outside of you that are being perpetuated by fear, doubt, and ignorance, we ask you individually, what do you choose within your ascension process? Release yourself, dear ones, from the herd mentality of the confusion and the chaos. It is an opportunity for each one of you to individually grow and expand in spite of the chaos outside of you. And we wish to explain to you, and for those of you who may remember, or those of you who know your Earth history, things have been worse than they are now. They appear worse than you've ever known them, perhaps in your lifetimes, because of the communication systems that you have, and you're more aware of them and immediacy. There's not a lot of truth, dear ones, in what is being disseminated. There is much deceit in the information that you're getting and the denial of the deceit. So for you individually, what we are reminding you of is the employment, the necessity, the essential aspects of the employment of your resonance, how you feel about something in your heart, which controls the DNA of every lifetime you've had and all the wisdoms you have stored there, and to use your discernment within your mind of how you think about it and allow that internal gyro system to allow you to make this decision of who and what and when and how you will support any endeavor within the frequency you're residing within. Does that help you, dear ones?
You mentioned something that I have to ask you about because you referred to the hidden forces that are under control. And, of course, Trump is doing that all the time. He's talking about the systems being fixed, et cetera. And I heard a light worker, because they heard him say that, say, well, maybe he's got his finger on something that we should know about, and maybe he isn't the devil's advocate after all. Yet he's, you know, the favorite candidate of the Ku Klux Klan and all the white supremacists. So where's the truth lying here?
The truth lies, dear one, that you are all players upon the stage of your ascension process. You're choosing certain individuals through your resonance and discernment and your wounds and your defenses to represent a collective, a right or wrong, a left or right, in your vernacular, a Democrat or Republican, whatever it might be. All of these are a clearing and cleansing process to get you where you need to be, how you need to be it. When you achieve that, whether you do it within this incarnational cycle or the next one or the next one, or you choose not to do it and do it elsewhere, off-planet, somewhere else, it's up to you and your freedom of choice and freedom of will. But the beginning of your species and the manipulation of your species is also a healing aspect that is taking place, which is an entirely different teaching that we ask that we bring up at another time, since there is plenty to go through at this particular gathering. But understand, one aspect of what is being healed within the DNA of your human species are some of the manipulations that took place with the origin of the species and the manipulation of it by other advanced civilizations. Not to get into conspiracy theories and not to get into mistruth, but to get into the better understanding that these aspects of your DNA are also healing as you move from those manipulated DNAs into your spiritual DNA, open up your higher chakras connecting to the realms, the star realms that seeded the planet originally. All of this is your cosmic science, if you will, of what is taking place. So there's much taking place that your average individual, your average human being has no consciousness or awareness of. And all of that is in divine order as well, dear ones. Does that help you?
Well, you didn't quite answer my question, so I'm going to ask you again. Is Mr. Trump shedding light on these hidden forces, or is he one of them?
Dear one, that is a question that you will answer within your relationship with self. So we ask you, what is your answer to that question?
I think he's a voice of separation, therefore I think he's one of them.
As a result of his relationship with self, as a result of, Daddy, will you love me? Daddy, will you accept me? Daddy, am I as good of you? Can you see that, dear ones?
Yeah, his brother died of, I think, of alcoholism, forced on by a father who was very repressive and judging.
So we want to constantly, since we're talking about the purpose of the relationship with self, soul, evolving, lovingly, forever, we want to factor everything back to that relationship, but that is the only way to free yourself from yourselves, dear one. You can banter this material around through your minds and your mental bodies ad nauseum. It will not reach a resolution. What we are presenting to you at this gathering is a cause and effect of what is taking place and why, dear ones. Can you accept that? And forgive yourself. Can you accept with compassion what is taking place, which will allow forgiveness? And quit trying to overcomplicate it and realize all of what you're experiencing is the simplified explanation as a result of the relationship with self. We ask you if you can accept that truth at this particular moment and allow yourself to more fully free yourself from the relationship with self, and that is to master self, to master life mastery. Not to bypass it, not to skip it. This is the choice that you made, dear ones. This is how you chose your ascension process. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Can you accept that? We ask you to go into your hearts only through the acceptance of the choices that you have made, not to judge them, not to shame them, not to blame them. Will you free yourselves from that? Can you understand this, dear ones? This is essential in your ascension process. Let us continue.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome, dear one.
Just a reminder for those of you online, if you have a question, hit *6. That'll put you into the query. Moving on to growth and expansion. As you learn more about yourself through your wounds and ego defenses.
Now, dear ones, we have available to you, for you, the study of the wounds and the 5 primary ego defenses that are available. This information is available for you to master this. And you begin mastering it again by understanding what are your wounds and what are the defenses you have built around those wounds to better understand and heal self. Continue, dear one.
You become more conscious and your original wounding can begin to heal. Through personal processes, you can learn more about how your chosen maturation family situations created unmet needs.
You are born perfect, dear ones. Everything that brought you away from that perfection was taught through a choice that you made to learn the way you chose to learn it, by choosing that particular planet, by choosing this particular planet, by choosing that particular familial situation, to learn how you need to learn it. Those were your freedom of choice, karmic, conscious, cosmic decisions. Continue, dear one.
Through the ownership of the choices you made, you can become responsible for what it is you choose to learn and how you chose to learn it.
You love to blame someone else for your lack of understanding and your lack of acceptance the choices that you have made. Only by taking responsibility of the choices that you have made, being the creator creating your life, can you create the consequences to your liking. What you're experiencing now by not taking responsibility, dear ones, are consequences not to your liking. Continue.
This moves you from victimhood to self-empowerment.
Through responsibility.
You begin to know that life is a process of inside out, not outside in.
You are being very affected through your emotional and mental bodies of what is happening outside of yourselves. Stay steady in the process of inside out, dear ones, if you so choose.
You realize the other person is not there to fulfill what you can yourself. This prevents codependency.
How many marriages, how many relationships are based upon someone else having an expectation of someone else taking care of them? That is the foundation of many of your governmental leaders. They are putting out the mommy, daddy, take care of me syndrome. Dear ones, there is no leader in any governmental situation on this particular planet that can take care of you but yourself. If you can begin to master that, you're ahead of the game.
You begin to know that the purpose of each relationship you are having is for your own growth and expansion.
You chose every one of them, including the political climates and the individuals that are coming in.
Reflecting what is happening throughout the universe. For the universe would be incomplete without each and every one of you.
Dear ones, let us take a breath of time. Place your hands upon your hearts and whisper to yourself, or say as loud as you can if you so choose, the universe would be incomplete without me.
The universe would be incomplete without me.
Do you know this? Do you believe this? Have you ever heard this before? Did anyone ever tell you that? Did your parents tell you that? Did your teachers tell you that? We of the higher realms, in this particular case, the Council of Archangelic Realms, are here to remind you of this truth. If that was not the case, dear ones, you wouldn't be here. There are more of you on this planet at this particular time, not because conditions have improved so much, because you all wish to consciously or unconsciously experience this ascension process. Continue to grow.
If there are any questions on growth and expansion online, just hit star 6. Any questions in the classroom?
And you see the relationship with self as a way you have chosen to grow and expand. Any questions, dear ones? The universe is constantly growing and expanding, and so are you, dear ones. Whether you are conscious of it or unconscious of it, each incarnational cycle that you have had, you have advanced to a certain degree. But now, the timeline, the hourglass, if you will, has slipped. So things are expediting in an unprecedented way, because the timeline on the ascension process of this particular planet in cosmic time will be coming to an end rather quickly. Any questions, dear ones? Speak up.
No questions.
If there's no questions, the
next section is called Seeing the Illusions of Relationships. You have so many illusions and sometimes delusions associated with your teachings around relationships. In fact, there is very little truth within your concepts and ideas of what relationships truly are. Through the taught shaming, blaming, and judging of self, you do the same to others.
Can you see that, dear one? You cannot judge, shame, or blame someone else as you judge, shame, and blame yourself. So let's put that within the context of your political arena right now. You have one divine soul as a candidate for your presidency who's doing this constantly. Can you begin to see, as you look at the resonance of this divine soul, this individual, that this is how this individual feels about himself? Now, that doesn't mean you have to accept that if it creates a consequence that isn't in alignment with your truth, your needs, and your boundaries. But you can begin to understand it is a wounded child screaming out into the night, pay attention to me. For God's sake, pay attention to me. I will do anything and everything if you just love me and like me, no matter how offensive or untruthful I am. I will do anything if you will say anything, if you will simply pay attention to me, because in my childhood, I was in the shadow of Dad, and I was ignored. And I learned to feel not good enough. I learned to feel not worthy enough. And through those wounds, I created a defense around me, a defense of narcissism, a defense of self-confidence, a defense of arrogance, which are all defenses hiding what I truly do not feel about myself. Does this give you any insight as to what is taking place and why?
Is half the population responding to it because they're in the same situation?
What do you think the answer to that is?
Yes, I think they're just as wounded.
Let's take a moment, dear ones, and realize that. Remember, your nation is an amalgamation of all the wounded individuals who came from countries where they were persecuted for being women, where they were persecuted because of their religion, where they were persecuted because of their sexual identity. They were persecuted because of what they believed. All of that, dear ones, didn't go away when they embarked on the shoreline of your United States of America. What is coming up in that population is the healing of those individuals who have carried that wound of not being good enough and worthy enough from generation to generation to generation, the 200 or 300 earth years you've had in this divine nation. All of this is coming up and out in ugliness and hatred, sometimes in love and acceptance, festered out like an infected wound, so that the wound and the infection that created the wound can heal. It is like a volcano building and building and building the magma till it explodes. And this one divine soul who is expressing the separation and duality to the wounded relationship with self has given those individuals a voice where they thought they never could be heard. They wouldn't matter. And so as they frail and throw and throw about their hatred, it is a hatred of self that is being revealed. And what they're really asking what they're really screaming for, sometimes even in a life-threatening, self-destructive manner, is love me. Dear ones, you came from love. You are lovable. And you are loved. You cannot be anything else. And all of this thrashing about, this unlovingness that's being hurled out into your world at this moment, is the me to the we collective wound, begging to be seen, begging to be released, begging to be cleansed, and begging to be healed. Now, having said this, and perhaps giving you an insight you may not have thought of before, dear humans, that doesn't mean that you cannot, through your resonance and discernments, make the choices that are the best use of your energy in serving your highest good as well, dear ones, through your truth, who you are, why you're here, through your needs and through your boundaries. Let us continue.
Wow, that was so powerful. Thank you. One of the first truths to integrate is that your parents are responsible for your well-being. They are here to nurture first, so you may learn what you came here to learn. Often your parents focus on what you are not, thus creating the shaming and blaming that you need to release, which is the reason you chose it. When a parent or someone else says, "I must change you," you have a choice to take responsibility for yourself and see the parent as a needed mirror. Isn't it fascinating how the universe works and how you choose to learn? If you so choose, you learn that no one else is here to make you feel whole and safe. That is your responsibility. And when you do not assume it, you experience the consequence of that choice. When you've had enough consequences, you make another choice.
There it is, dear ones. There it is. We ask you to be with these words. The choices that you made with the families that you chose to learn how you need to learn what you need to learn, the way you need to learn it. Ultimately, to learn and to know that you are responsible for the choices that you make. You are responsible for the choices that you make, dear ones. You are the creator creating. That is the power within you. Whether you believe it or not, it is the truth. You are the reflection of creation. That is your divinity. Through taking responsibility of that, you will create consequences of your liking. By not having taken responsibility of that and wishing to blame and shame someone else, you have created consequences not to your liking. No matter how horrific the things have been in your personal life, your collective history upon this planet, we're here to remind you and assure you it is a responsibility of your choosing, dear ones. No force within creation, no force within this universe, this galaxy, this solar system, this planet can take that away from you at this time of ascension. There have been many forces, dear ones, that have attempted to manipulate your freedom of choice and your freedom of will, that divine aspect within you, call it what you may, your I Am presence, your Christ consciousness, your violet flame, whatever it might be, whatever resonates for you in the naming of it. But even those advanced, highly intelligent beings cannot manipulate or take that away from you. No one and no thing, beloved human beings, being human, can ever take that away from you or destroy this world. You can be given the choice to destroy yourself. You've done it before. There have been several nuclear holocausts on the surface of this planet. It is the reason you have the inner of civilizations of fifth dimensional and beyond higher frequencies of existence, whether you know that or believe it or not. It is true. The channel that we're coming through often connects with them, as many others throughout the world. You chose to be a part of this experiment called Learning to Love through something called Self, so that you can master the molecular, cosmic, scientific, frequency, vibrational science of creation, as love is the foundation of it. It is who you are. You, for millennia, have experienced the absence of love repeatedly and repeatedly and repeatedly. But we will remind you, through the loving relationships with self mirrored out to others, is the only way showing and pathway to your ascension. You can frail around, kick around, continue killing one another for as long as you choose, until you wake up and know that that applied knowledge into wisdom is not the consequence that you wish to create any longer. Dear ones, you know that war doesn't work. You know that killing one another is not the answer. You have tried for millennia to control, to imprison, to enslave what you have not created. That is the folly of humanity. You did not create this planet. You were not the main foundation of the creation of humanity, even though you made a decision to be a part of it. That arrogance and that ignorance has cost you a great deal throughout your planetary history. If you so choose, it is time to make another choice. Let us continue.
Are there any questions on seeing the illusions of relationships online? Hit star 6 in the classroom. No? Okay, moving on to speak your truth, needs, and boundaries. In order to know your truth, it is essential to know who you are and why you are here.
Dear ones, when you were growing up, and you were in your first or second or third grade, did anyone ever ask you, while you were still largely clairvoyant and connected to We of the Higher Realms, before the maturation of your permanent teeth, did anyone ever ask you, who are you, dear child? And why are you here? The who and the why, once you master this, allows you to build the what, the where, the when, the how of your life. You've all been building and experiencing lifetimes without answering fully, who am I and why am I here? Continue, please.
These are two questions that you seldom ask yourselves or are asked by others. The who and the why in your life defines your purpose. Your purpose is fueled by your passion, how you feel and resonate. From the higher realms, there are many teachings at present to assist humanity through a personal process of determining who you are and why you are here if you need assistance.
And remember, all of these processes did not come from a human mind. They did not come from a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a therapist of the human mind. These processes called life mastery, in this particular endeavor, from the archangelic realm of Michael, moving you into a loving relationship with self, are gifts from We of the Higher Realms to give you tools to free yourself from the unhealed self. Continue, please.
It is not unusual for many of you not to know your needs or for them to get lost within the needs of others. How often have others asked you, what do you need? When was the last time a needy child asked his or her parents if they needed anything? It is important to know you have real needs, for if your needs are not satisfied, it reduces your ability to support others. It sounds simple, but the best way to satisfy your needs is to know them and communicate them to others. Communicate your needs as a preference, not as a command or demand, which can create resistance to them. Be conscious of the negative egos and attempt not to use manipulation as a way to get what you want, not what you need. This is a substitute for unmet needs.
So in your world right now, one of the most difficult things, dear ones, for you to understand is exactly how to create what it is you say you want. One of the most important aspects of creation or manifestation within creation, dear ones, is having no expectation of results, having a preference without demanding or commanding a result. This is very difficult for the human mind to accept, which has been taught. You have to know what it is, and this is what you expect. You will see that in your political arena. Here's a suggestion, if this resonates through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, dear ones, from we of the Council of Archangelic Realms. Have a preference for the outcome for your political elections. Have a preference for who you wish to supposedly lead your country. And let go of the result. Holding on to the result creates the resistance, and what you resist persists. Can you begin to see that energetic relationship? Can you begin to see that? Can you begin to have a preference, something that you really feel supports your highest good and the highest good of others? And intend that. And to release that into the law of manifestation, into all probability and possibility of the void, and allow it to be in divine order. And when it comes, not to what you hoped or wanted it to be, again, begin to release the resistance to the outcome, and begin to see if there is an order or a process that can be revealed to you as to why that is taking place. Are there any questions, dear ones?
I understand the letting go of results. How does that relate to the teachings that we should make affirmations with the I Am Presence and invoking the violet flame and the other flames?
Let us do it, dear ones. Let us say the phrase, I am, and how would you like to end that and release that? Go ahead, dear one. I am, and how would you answer that?
I am accepting the results as perfection.
Are you really?
I'm trying.
Yes, dear one. You are trying. Remember the fear, doubt, and ignorance. If it is really true, and you can fully release it without an attachment to the outcome, and humans learn through attachments, habits, and patterns that no longer serve your highest good. If you can truly state I am and release it without an expectation, it will activate the law of manifestation. Are there any other questions?
What is the tangible benefit of invoking the violet flame and other sacred flames?
What that energetic affirmation evokes is the formless divine aspect, which is your eternal, formless beingness that is immortal. Does that answer your question, dear one?
And the effect of that is?
You begin to accept. You begin to move your belief, and beliefs can change, and you have many erroneous belief systems within your mind, into a knowing that no matter how I'm choosing to learn in this physical incarnational cycle, there is an eternal aspect of myself, a divine aspect of myself that will never die, that is in service to creation itself, and this is who I truly am. I am an eternal, formless, divine being, here to be in service to self, to heal self, to mirror that out to others, thus to be in service to others and world service, moving that further out into solar system service, galactic service, universal service, and multiversal service, and growing and expanding endlessly. That's who you are. That's why you're here. That's where you're headed. But suffice to say, there's plenty to be and do right here, right now, within the process that you have chosen of ascension on this divine planet. Dear ones, when you look up into the night sky, and you've heard this many times before, and you see all those stars within just your own galaxy alone, and the trillions of solar systems and planets associated with those stars, dear ones, each one of those are going through or have gone through an ascension process in their own unique way, not unlike your own. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the magnificence of creation through all the chaos and folly and hollering and who's right and who's wrong and who's in control? Are there any questions, dear ones?
Star 6, if you're online and you have a question. Moving on, your boundaries allow the best use of your energy and what serves your highest good.
And most of you have no idea what a boundary is. Continue, dear ones.
Always ask yourself these two questions in setting your boundaries. Is this the best use of my energy? And is this serving my highest good?
Write that down, dear ones, or underline it. Is this the best use of my energy? And is this serving my highest good? And thus will reflect out and serve the highest good of others. Continue.
Take a deep breath and go into your knowing heart for the response. Your resonance and discernment will assist greatly in establishing boundaries.
That's your internal gyro system. Remember, dear ones, your resonance, how you feel about it, and that heart that has all that DNA, wisdom from all your lifetimes, and those thoughts of discernment within your mind. Go ahead.
Like needs, many of us don't know we can have boundaries. Are there any questions on Speak Your Truth, Needs, and Boundaries? Star 6, if you're online and you have a question.
So understanding boundaries begins with knowing who you are and why you're here. That is your truth. And understanding your needs. So begin to see boundaries in relationship to truth, needs, and boundaries. And most of humanity has been frailing around for quite a few lifetimes, dear ones, without really answering who am I, why am I here, the truth, thus not really understanding you have a need. So that's allowed a herd consciousness and allowed governments and religions to control you. Thus, in turn, you have not set any boundary. And you still see throughout your planet vestigial reflections of that in countries holding on to that now, under the misconception of being able to control what they did not create by people not understanding their truth, needs, and boundaries. It is your divine right, it is your birthright to activate these at this time of ascension. Are there any questions?
I just want to make the observation that those two questions are really wonderful in helping us set a boundary. Is this the best use of my energy, and is this serving my highest good?
There's your indicators, dear one. Yeah. That's always your indicators. If you remember nothing else within this gathering, remember this, and it will be your way shower. It will be your pathway. It will be your marker. Do I go straight ahead? Do I turn left or right?
Do I say this far and no further?
Mm.
Okay, the next section is needs of the other. Many do not realize that a relationship is a wonderful opportunity to provide the needs of the other person, be it wife, husband, lover, brother, sister, mother, father, or pet. It's about the universal law of balancing giving and receiving, which can be a challenge. If giving without the need to get and receiving without the need to give are organically achieved, these can become a great opportunity to learn giving and receiving. When the other's needs become as important as your own, this will be a strong, non-codependent relationship. When you express your needs freely and give without thought of self, a process of healing inner wounds and ego defenses also is achieved through the positive energy exchanged.
Do you want the balance of giving-receiving, or we should say the imbalance of giving-receiving, is the core issue for your ignorance, for your bigotry, for your prejudice, for your mistruths and denial of those untruths. Within the balance of giving and receiving, there can be the laws of cause and effect, the balance of the masculine and feminine energy, which is so sorely imbalanced on your planet at this time. Dear ones, there is a reason for the feminine and the masculine energy, the receptive feminine, the assertive masculine on your planet, and it has a purpose far beyond your genitals or your reproduction. They have chosen themselves in being human to express themselves through male and female gender. But what you're in the process of learning right now within your evolutionary process is that gender is a little more complicated than you ever thought it was. There are many more genders than male and female. You're having this revealed through you through your partial acceptance of transgenderism, of same-sex relationships. And then there are subcategories of relationships within those. It's all a lot more complicated than what you have been taught. But the foundation of it all is the balance of giving and receiving. To give without the need to get. You've all been taught it's better to give than to receive, but this is not true. For you quickly become depleted if you do not receive in an equal form. And it can turn to resentment. It can turn to hatred. It can turn to death. So the balance is a universal law that you are learning to master. Are there any questions about giving and receiving and the need for the balance of the two and how they are affecting the gender, the sexual, the social, the governmental, the religious, the economic experiences that you're having now, dear ones?
Isn't some of this dynamic of the balance of the masculine and the feminine part of the dynamic being reflected in what's going on in a national election again? With the, the nation has essentially been a patriarchy where it's always been managed by men. And now we're beginning to be in an era where that power and influence is being shared. And there's a lot of resistance to the change.
Yes, within the healed relationship with self. There are many within the format of the masculine energy that are terrified of losing their identity or what they think is their power through the empowerment of the feminine. That happened within your witch hunts not so long ago in your United States. It happened within your religious inquisitions, where women were rounded up and burned at the stake for having powers. It was even believed they could make the male penis disappear, which was the ultimate threat to the masculine energy. None of this, of course, being true, dear ones. The goddess energy, the god energy, is here for a reason. For you to master and begin to understand the purpose of them. Stop and think about it for just a second, dear ones. How can you subjugate the energy that actually brings physical life into being? That is the ultimate self-sabotage of self. Can you see that? How can the masculine energy subjugate the feminine energy from whose body he came and would not exist without the creation or reality of that feminine being? That is the ultimate form of an unhealed relationship with self and self-sabotage. Think about it, dear ones. The hypocrisy, the ignorance. By the fear of the masculine that they will be overtaken by the creative forces of life within the feminine, rather than blessing it and honoring it. Are there any questions, dear one? Are there any questions, dear one?
Well, first of all, I just want to say I am blessed with a few organic relationships where there is a balance of giving and receiving, and I've realized that balance was stopped before through my own efforts. And I'm wondering, would it be astute to say that some of us as souls came into this lifetime to balance giving and receiving, to balance all of our life experiences?
In relationship to self, yes, dear one. You're all on a karmic incarnational cycle, which is in the process of ending, to learn what you need to learn to free yourself from it. If your soul lesson in this incarnational cycle is the balance of giving and receiving, you will manifest that. Your ability to accept it as a learning tool, and this particular incarnational cycle will be up to you and your freedom of choice and freedom of will, dear one.
Thank you. If there are any questions online related to needs of the other or any other questions, just hit *6 in the classroom.
Okay. Let us continue.
Seeing no questions, we're moving on to value talents and gifts equally. Each person has unique talents and gifts to offer the world. In fact, the universe would be incomplete without all these. There are many personal processes to assist others in knowing their talents and gifts if they are not presently aware of them. See Life Mastery on theangelnewsnetwork.com offers that. Bring these out into world service, reflecting your self-love and value of the other person. Know these are fragments of both of your divine soul plans. Give equally, more than you expect to receive, and see what happens.
Dear ones, you all are in the process of realizing that creation would be incomplete without you being here, and what all of your souls hunger to express and to create is your reason to be here, and what you have to bring out into the world, and what in your language is called talents and gifts. Many of these have been shut down by the maturation process that you have chosen to experience. And by taking responsibility for that and releasing yourself from that, you can better uncover exactly what these talents and gifts are. And a signal of how you have uncovered them is how you feel about what you're expressing. The joy, the bliss, the happiness that comes when you're bringing these talents and gifts out into the world. So we ask you and for your homework tonight to go home and make a list of at least 5 talents and gifts that you have not brought out into the world yet. And realize the world is waiting for you to bring them out. That will complete the completion process of the whole evolution ascension process of the world. It is the feeling of not being good enough and worthy enough that shuts down and hampers you bringing these talents and gifts out into the world. But you all hunger to express it. You all hunger to express why you are here. And you will be able to express the why by knowing who you are. And for those who need support with this, the Life Mastery and many other programs are available to you to unearth this from the higher realms, we remind you, not from a human mind. Are there any questions? Let us continue.
When you have gratitude for what you do receive, true abundance comes.
It is the lack of gratitude that prevents it. So write in your margins, dear ones, gratitude equals abundance. Another cosmic equation to master, to focus on what is in your life. Say your political situation is not to your liking or what you prefer as an outcome. What would it ask you to do immediately after that result? Is for you to make a list of what you have in your life, independent of whatever that outcome is. And dear ones, you will fastly find that the self-empowerment through the self-love of self will get along just fine with or without that outcome. That you will create a world with the best use of your energy serving your highest good, no matter what is happening outside of yourself. Can you see that, dear ones? Please come to know this is truth. It is the greatest gift we can give you at this time. Let us continue.
The last section is called Personal Growth and Expansion. When you realize all relationships are for your own personal growth and expansion, your consciousness shifts greatly. Through your ownership of the relationships you bring into your lives, everyone becomes a reflection or mirror of yourself. You abandon victimhood for self-empowerment. You can regain the forgotten aspects of self and expand more into who you are and why you are here, which is activating your soul plan. Through this awareness, you can begin to relate to everyone and eliminate duality, separation, and confrontation, which are so active in the world today.
You want to read the first sentence again, please?
When you realize...
The title of the song.
Oh, Personal Growth and Expansion. When you realize all relationships are for your own personal growth and expansion, your consciousness shifts greatly.
Dear ones, as the universe grows and expands endlessly, and you're on a planet, in a solar system, traveling at hundreds of thousands of miles per hour through that growth and expansion, your relationship with self, scientifically and energetically and cosmically, is reflecting the speed and growth of that expansion. We are explaining your existence through the macro-micro relationship of the cosmos and yourself and the integration and interactivity of the two.
Could I ask you to repeat that again? I didn't get that.
The universe is moving hundreds of thousands of miles per hour, and you on this planet within the solar system are growing and speeding through that growth and expansion and speed, whether you're aware of it or not. Your relationship with self is mirroring the energetic and cosmic laws of creation within that as you are growing, expanding as the planet, the solar system, the galaxy, the universe, the multiverse grows and expands as well. That is the divine aspect of yourself and your relationship within creation. That is the macro-micro explanation of who you really are and what growth and expansion is all about. It is not for you to remain stagnant. It is for you to constantly grow and change and shift and evolve into a higher and higher and higher frequency and vibration through consciousness of existence. Once within that formless state of higher realm consciousness, you will have full mastership, as the ascended masters do, of the elements of creation. And as a result of that gift, with no intention to harm others, you will be assisting in creating divine worlds all over creation. How's that for a life plan? Did you ever think about that, dear ones? It is our intention at this time to put this into macro-micro relationship. That is your divine God power, essential aspect of self, ratcheting out, growing and expanding in an endless cosmic dance of love. This is who you are. This is why you are here. And you have chosen to experience this all through something called self, soul, evolving, lovingly, forever. Are there any questions, dear one?
It's very powerful.
Are there any questions, dear one?
Any questions?
Then as we take our leave, we ask you, tonight when you're alone with yourself, to reflect on all that you have heard tonight. To listen to it again, it will be available to you for those who choose to hear it again. And remember, the world would be incomplete without each and every one of you bringing your talents and gifts and reflection of your self-loving relationship with self out into this world. And dear ones, it doesn't stop there. The energy of that love transcends this planet, affects every planet within this solar system, affects every solar system within your galaxy, and every galaxy within your universe, and every universe within your multiverse. So being God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a reminder, tonight is on a love offering basis, and you can donate in the classroom or at theandrewnewsnetwork.com. Are you back?
I'm back. So we will gather in 2 weeks with Archangel Michael via trans channel Jeff Aceno. Thank everybody for showing up. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.